Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Sprinkles, a brand new book on customer selling, on customer service. Tell us a little bit about Sprinkles, Chip.
It's all about what I call value unique. You know, we talk about value added, taking what the customer expects and adding more. The problem with that is soon you run out of room, and of course your customer's expectations go up every time you add more to it. But Sprinkles is about how do you create value unique, the unexpected, the simple, the little creative, ingenious little special things you do that makes the customer feel.
You're talking about being innovative with every customer?
I think in a little bit of a different way? Yeah, because
there's always a
simple, easy way to do the little, unique things. Not the big things.
It's customizing not, service.
Exactly. Looking for the little special things you do. So that's fun about that.
Now, and if you're going to do that, you have to engage them, don't you?
Yes, you do. You don't.
So when does that happen lately in the marketplace, Chip?
I think you don't see it much, do you?
You don't see much engagement out there.
No, you don't. Customers today, you know, they're looking for the simple, the easy, the effortless.
When was the last time an employee at a business, you felt like they engaged you and gave you any Sprinkles? When was the last time you saw that?
I got lucky last night on a flight from Orlando. I had a wonderful one. This is one of the first ones I had. I had a flight attendant on Delta Airlines who wrote me a personal note, handwritten note, and left, you know, when she brought the last glass of club soda to me, she brought a handwritten note thanking me for being a multi-million mile flyer.
Wow.
And signed her name, and it's been delightful to serve you on this flight, you know, handwritten note.
Right.
That's the first time I've ever gotten that. And
That's pretty cool. But when you wander around across Main Street, across the landscape out there, so what does that tell you, folks?
Well, it tells you if you'll do what
Chip is telling you, you'll stand out.
Absolutely, it is different. It's unique and it's unexpected, and that brings the customers back.
There's no question about it, because the more high tech they have, the more high touch they will want. John Nesbitt told us that 35 years ago.
Absolutely, and it's not to me anymore. It's not about good service. It's about unique service. You know, that's why I talk about Sprinkles. You know, it's not just a good cupcake. You put Sprinkles on it, and then it's special.
Well, and the thing is, and we're still talking about difficult customers, folks.
Yeah,
One of the best ways to not have a difficult customer is don't create them.
Exactly. And look for ways to anticipate and head it off. And when you have a problem, find out what would make it happen. You know, what are their expectations now that we've had a hiccup, and how can I deliver that?
Well, you know, another thing people ask me whenever I'm speaking to an audience, when the subject of social media comes up, the one question that I get invariably, regardless of what audience it is how do I overcome a negative post in social media? And I tell them, the only way you can overcome one negative one is to have six positive ones in front of it.
Well, there you go.
And so it's the same way with a customer.
Yeah.
Oh, if you mess up and you're going to,
yeah,
the best way for that customer not to become difficult is you didn't mess up the first six times.
Well, that's right. What do they say? It takes 10 attaboys to overcome one aw shucks.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So what else? What else do we have?
Yeah, I think that also remember that. That you can plan great recovery. You know, you can anticipate. When you've got areas, it's like the flights, because we both fly all the time. You know, they know that once in a while they're going to overbook a flight, and we know why they overbook
right.
it.
Yep.
But at least they have thought through, so how are we going to deal with this? Because and have it planned and worked out, because at the point when your customer's most insecure, because it ain't turning out like they thought it would, that's when you want your front line most confident, and giving them that planned recovery. Here's how we handle this when this happens, which is going to happen once in a while. it gives them competence and confidence to and therefore they deliver it calm when they're delivering a great service and recovery to that customer.
You've got to give your people a little bit of latitude out on the last mile of the of your customer service line.
Exactly.
You got to give them some latitude to help you recover. It's just like when I worked at Sears a long time ago, my manager used to tell the store manager said, now, whatever a customer who's having a return or whatever they'll you can give them, short of everything, take it.
Yes.
He said, because absolutely. When they get in my office, I'm going to give them everything.
Oh, yeah.
He said, so whatever you can make them happy with is less than everything is a good deal for us.
That's right. Because if you do a good job of recovering, they're going to tell a lot of people.
And that's thinking relationship-wise, not transactional, isn't it?
Exactly.
Isn't that the key to avoid the transactional thinking?
Exactly. Don't step over dollars to pick up pennies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because folks, if you're on Main Street and you can't think about relationships, if you're thinking about transactions, I don't think you'll last long, Chip.
No.
What do you think?
Exactly. No, you won't. You know.
I need to wrap up with a website.
Good. ChipBell.com.
What'll they find when they get there?
They'll find all about me, what I do, and all about the books.
All right. And how many other books are there now?
The Sprinkles was my 21st.
21st.
That's more books than I've read.
Something under a billion copies sold across the universe. Hey, thanks, Chip. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Look forward to our next one.
ChipBell.com, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Chip joined us, and so we did. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.